the big trend for 2014 and 2015, and probably well into 2016, is containerization. However, with all the innovation going on in the container space, one of the big problems people have been worried about, people like Lars Herrmann from Red Hat, is the problem that's happening with fragmentation. That is, fragmentation in the way that various containers are interacting with the underlying operating system, and how containers themselves get formatted and used and ported from one operating system to another. As a result, Red Hat, working with Docker and other key players in the container market, has just released the Open Container Project, a mechanism for standardizing the way that container formats and container runtimes are configured. Now, one of the problems with standardization is that it often stifles innovation. So while the server side was excited to see the Open Container Project being spoken about and the project finally released, we're also worried about how this might stifle innovation in the container space. So we actually got a chance to talk with Lars Herrmann, General Manager of Red Hat Enterprise Linux and Container Strategy, and we got to talk to him about some of our concerns. But first of all, Lars, could you tell us what's going on with the Open Container Project?
Absolutely. So the context, let me start with the context very briefly. We have been investing into containers for many, many years. We've been early backers behind Docker as a format and as a runtime to really revolutionize how containers can be used in the enterprise. And we have seen the technology scope expand so quickly. Within 2 years, it went from a very well-defined space of some tools to make containers easy to a vast ecosystem of complex technologies, from container hosts to orchestration across containers to management products to lifecycle management. And in fact, we're looking at Red Hat Summit this week to make further announcements around containers and products and value for the enterprise. Even though, that said, with all this innovation, we've also seen conflicting ideas and concepts as to how the architecture should look like and how technologies should interact and how they should innovate. And this is what we've seen, some fragmentation, actually, the early signs of fragmentation.
So why is the standardization of container formats and container runtime so important to Red Hat?
We have taken a role of playing with everybody to try to unite the community. So we have, obviously, we carry a lot of weight in the Docker project. We are the second largest contributor there. But we've also joined the alternative approach from an architectural point of view, AppC, the specification that was originally initiated by CoreOS, and then Google joined and helped advance the ideas. And we are glad that today we can announce that we're no longer working on these concepts in separate entities and separate projects. We're uniting as an industry into a single project to define the open standards for the future of containerization, at least at the bottom of the stack, if you want, the format and the runtime, which are the essential pieces around the technology stack. And this is just important to build out this vast ecosystem of container solutions as an industry. Well, certainly at Red Hat, we will take a leading role in the platform and management part from an infrastructure as well as the application lifecycle. But we know that in the end, the opportunity is to build a better IT world on containers. That's the summary.
Now, I know the Docker code base was donated and used as a template for creating the standard. Is that going to create a competitive advantage for Docker? And how long will it be until we see other players in the container space moving in and aligning with these new standards?
So there are really two pieces. There is the aspect of specification and there is the aspect of code. Now, the great news is that we have now both come together in an open governance structure under the kind of rulings of the Linux Foundation as a trusted neutral entity. It certainly will take a little bit of time to take the code base that was donated and actually bring it in complete alignment with the principles that were laid out for the spec to actually create that flexible architecture in which multiple implementations can thrive. So how much time? Hard to tell, but we've seen that in the container space, in a couple of months, you can drive a lot of change. So I would probably say in a few months, we will be in a lot better shape than today, and that will then be the basis for enterprise productization in products like ours, like RHEL, Atomic Host, or OpenShift. For now, we are shipping the Docker code base, and of course, the Docker code base being donated is the starting point for all that work. So we actually feel we can take time to do it right. We're not in an extreme hurry.
So with container formats and runtimes standardized, what are the areas that remain for the various container vendors to compete and differentiate themselves from each other in the market?
So I think, first of all, the most important aspect, and often that gets forgotten, is the container format is really just the means of how a container gets moved from A to B, how it gets deployed on a system, and how it gets instantiated. That doesn't speak at all to what is inside the container, right? So obviously, the huge ecosystem of value that we will see starts with what's actually in these containers, which is applications and services. The second area is clearly the technologies that now tie together the container runtimes on a single host into a cluster and of computers. This is the area of orchestration. Well, certainly, we see a number of approaches right now ranging from Kubernetes, which is we invested heavily a project by Google. We also know that Docker has their own orchestration technologies as part of theirs with Swarm, and we see some other approaches around it. So certainly orchestration and management are areas that we will continue to see innovation targeting different scenarios, different use cases, or different audiences, and therefore it's also being legitimate that they go different paths, and we'll also see how that plays out. But at the basis now, all these solutions can rely on a common foundation, which is defined by these standards in the Open Container Project under the Linux Foundation. Now, the third area that I would mention really is the management tools to all this. Orchestration, in a way, is also still a technical means that drives kind of processes and changes in an architecture. As an enterprise, you need the management tools that give you a UI or, again, an API against which you automate. And this is kind of a third level of abstraction, if you want, which then also allows you to bring this together. In our portfolio at Red Hat, the reference point would be CloudForms as a cloud management platform that allows you to manage both containerized workloads as well as VM-based workloads, both on-premise or in a public cloud, in a single pane of glass, unified user experience. So that's a third example where we see lots of innovation around it. And then last but not least is I would call it specialized services. But if you look at containerized infrastructure, it's inherently distributed and service-oriented. So there's a lot of room for specialized solutions helping with, for example, log aggregation or managing of log or fault information, monitoring solutions. So things that are more in the traditional management domain, but are not necessarily aiming at aggregating containers along with other things, but really more trying to be a best-of-breed solution against the given problem. And again, also these solutions will benefit greatly from having a defined way of knowing what is happening on a platform and how do I interact with the containers on that system.